Welcome to another brand new month here at It's Time For Me, Step Into the Unknown With Ease. So what I wanted to do as we were moving into autumn and September is starting next week, I wanted us to refocus our energy. As I've said all through this year, it's been really important for me to one, move you into alignment with your true self, but also over the summer months, I wanted you to stop having to fix yourself or improve yourself and just be kinder, gentler and easier on yourself. And as you've done that, it's allowing, like we did last month, allowing yourself to just be who you are, how you are, have fun, move forward with what you want and allow yourself to know that that is possible for you. And I thought that this was a beautiful way then that we can literally take our next step into our next part of our path. This is not about goal setting this month. We're not doing goal setting. We are looking at the steps we want to take in the direction we want to go, why we want to go in that direction. And really this month is, we will start our steps by the end of the month, but most of this month is a preparatory time. I don't always feel that we will be fully ready, fully confident, or have full self-belief in ourselves. But we can definitely do a few things to make sure that we are backing ourselves as much as we can through our why, through our alignment with our why, through our mindset, through looking at things from a different perspective and not trying the same things again and again, looking at it from different angles, trying new things, stepping out of our comfort zone a little bit, and then taking those steps. So this isn't really about having a goal. It's just more about, you know, what steps do I want to take? I just want to feel better in myself, and that's the step I want to take. Or I want to like rest a little bit more. You know, maybe you're in a space that you're taking some time off work coming up. Maybe I know a few members are due children soon. You know, like there's a lot that comes with all of that. Maybe you're moving job. Maybe you're, you know, moving house, doing different things. There's lots of different elements that go on in your life that aren't all linked to goals and like making things happen and setting time frames for yourself. And just to say on that, during the summer obviously I was unwell and couldn't do the July workshop, so I wasn't able to fit that back in again in terms of time, and I'm away for a good bit of September, so we'll just have to reconvene for October's one. So apologies for that. But I think coming back just off that, what I wanted to say was that this month allows you, again, like allowing yourself just the opportunity to say, yeah, do you know what? Like a lot of my life is about stepping into the unknown. And we can approach that, you know, I do this too, with fear or wonder. And we wonder so much and we think about it so much, we don't move at all. And all we want to do is have ease, so and have flow. And to do that, we just have to keep going. Like, so we all get up every day and we don't know what the day is going to bring, but we just get on with things and we keep going and we keep moving. So we're really going to be just tuning into that. We're going to be taking a more active approach in that, as opposed to a passive approach of just like, oh, let's see what happens. And we're just going to create those foundational elements through your why, alignment, mindset, and comfort zone, and just look at how we can maneuver through all of that. But what is really, really important about this month is, particularly because it's not around goal setting, it's about taking steps that you're able for. There are a lot of steps that many of us want to take and want things that we want to do as part of those steps, but that just currently we might not be able for them. We might be able in 6 months' time. This could be to do with what it might bring, like a huge emotional element to the surface that perhaps isn't the best time for that to come up. So we don't want you at all, I don't want you at all, any of you to be set back in any way. So it's only about working in, yes, push yourself out of your comfort zone, okay, within, you know, strategic limits and realistic limitations as well, but push yourself out of your comfort zone, but not to the point that you're going to set yourself back. I don't want anything like that happening for you, but I do want this to be an uplifting month. I do want this to kind of give us a pep in our step, literally back, and just to say that, you know, really energetically, I've talked a lot about this actually in my spiritual membership, so some of you are part of that, about like we're always stepping into the unknown. And really right now, and for the next years ahead, like it's not going to change because of the way the kind of spiritual energy and global energy has changed so much. It feels like we're stepping into very different territory. You know, life pre-COVID or even pre-2019, like, is very, very different. So part of this month as well, is kind of coming to grips with that and saying, you know, I read this thing the other day and I thought it was really interesting that, you know, even though things are very different and we're kind of struggling to catch up with the differences that are going on or struggling to know what is coming down the road, everything's temporary. So even when something difficult happens, it's temporary. Everything always comes to an end. And I just got great comfort out of that because, you know, I'd spend a lot of time, particularly looking at the wars and different things, going, Jesus, like, where are we going? Or food shortages or electricity or whatever, all the stuff that's going on. But, you know, it will all come to an end. When that is, who fucking knows, but it will. And we just have to take these next steps in the best way that we can, and a way that's going to work for us, suit us, and most importantly, be good for us. So if you're ready to really show up for yourself this month, I'm looking forward to everything we're going to do together. As I said, I am away for some, for this month, I'll be away for a week of that, but nothing will change. You'll still get your teachings and the classes and all will still go ahead as normal. The only difference this month is I won't be doing a bonus class this month because I don't have the time, because I am taking 2 separate weeks off. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to everything we're going to do. As always, if you have any questions, reach out, come into the WhatsApp group. I know the WhatsApp group hasn't been very active. I try my best to kind of get it active, and I know a lot of you over the summer months are more distracted, and that's no problem. But, you know, hopefully we can kind of get a bit of momentum going in that again. And for you guys to really chat with each other, you know, as opposed to me popping things in, because I'd love for you. You're all like-minded people. You're all here. You're all part of a community. So even chatting with each other in the group, like, feel free to put whatever you want in it. Obviously, making sure it's like, you know, friendly, not rude, inappropriate or anything like that. So hopefully that can be another thing as we move forward. And I know for a lot of you, you're parents, so like, kids could be going back to school now. And for those of you who aren't parents like myself, like, you know, I always find the summer like really busy around socializing and that kind of, not that it stops, but it winds down a little bit. So autumn, I always feel, is nearly like January. It's like the start of a new chapter or a new month, and or a new time of the year, I should say. So our focus comes back to ourselves. So, you know, this is a great way for us to start in all ways. So I hope that helps, and I look forward to connecting with you throughout the month.